We work truly as partners. We both report to our deputy secretary. When we undertake acquisition reform, because we have to not only be more efficient in how we buy things, let's not have 200 different contracts to buy personal computers that are largely the same. Let's have one and save 35%. That is not purely a CFO move. That is not purely an acquisitions move. That is not purely an IT move. That is all of the above. And we have to work as partners. And we have, with great success in that, for example. Another area would be acquisition risk management. When Congress appropriates funds, there's an expectation that if we have an IT project, if we have a ship, if we have a plane, if we have a facility and the project is funded, that it's going to be managed effectively. And which means that we have to have effective program and project management, which includes risk management, certified people running these programs and projects, a systematic and rigorous review process, and sufficient resources, including money, need to be put on management in addition to the thing you are buying or IT system you are developing. So again, we have to work in tandem. That's one reason why we co-chair our Commerce Information Technology Review Board. That's one reason why we see each other as absolute partners. I don't think one could be successful without the other.
Simone, let me shift over to you. You had told me once that one of the main reasons you took this job was because of the relationship with Scott. When you could look at the relationship from a CIO's perspective, do you find yourself in a position that maybe a lot of your colleagues or a lot of other CIOs across the government maybe don't have the benefit of the relationship?
That close partnership doesn't necessarily exist everywhere. And I have said before on other occasions that many of the things that we've been able to accomplish here in the IT community at Commerce have been largely supported by the Office of the CFO. I feel like one good example is just the advances that we've made in the area of cybersecurity. That's been a department-wide priority for quite some time, and what we've managed to accomplish in the past two and a half years is very much something that only was possible because of support from the Office of the CFO.
Let's go on that idea of cybersecurity for a second, because that can be an area where a lot of CFOs will kind of roll their eyes at. Scott, how does that relationship work when you look at something like cybersecurity?
What are our fundamental priorities, management priorities as a department? And a safe commerce is one of those priorities, and central to that includes cybersecurity. And so as a CFO and Assistant Secretary for Administration, again, I'm concerned not simply about dollars and cents, although certainly that too, but overall management effectiveness, where, again, you must look at information technology, and in that you must look at cybersecurity. So like everything else, you have to weigh risks, costs, make sure that that cybersecurity initiative is being formulated and requirements defined and benefits understood and thoroughly planned through and bought into before we undertake such an initiative. Simone is central as a catalyst in working with his information CIO counterparts within Commerce's bureaus on defining that plan, getting buy-in for that plan. And in my role, and very importantly with our chief financial officers and our bureaus, working really as partners, but also holding each other accountable to asking all the tough questions that should be asked. If we had an initial plan for $22 million, does it need to be $22 million? Or are there some redundancies that we could eliminate in order to achieve the same objective for Wes? And there's a back and forth. And through the back and forth, we get to a point where we have confidence in this plan. We have buy-in with the plan. We're confident that the plan will be efficient and effective. And then in my role in terms of managing acquisitions, I can ensure that the acquisition strategy we undertake within the IT strategy, with the financing package in place, meeting the department's overall management priorities, is going to be executed properly. So it all kind of comes together again in partnership.
The challenge a lot of agencies do have is the CFO understanding everything you just said, but still not really getting that cyber piece. Not understanding that, yeah, cyber is important, but just let the CIO handle it and don't bug me. But you guys seem to go beyond that. Can you just kind of maybe address that a little bit?
Certainly. Again, it comes back. IT is a means. Finance is a means. What are we trying to achieve? Safety, security, stewardship. I also happen to manage the Office of Security. And I can tell you that when we look at our security threats, cybersecurity is certainly part of that. The fact that it happens to be through an IT channel as opposed to other form of threat, it's just, okay, there's the threat. What are we going to do to fix it? And again, we're immediately turning to partnership. So the end is a shared end through a well-defined set of management priorities and a willingness to work together to execute those priorities.
You guys have gotten a lot of attention and had a lot of success with the efficiency initiatives. How did this partnership and the relationship that you all have play into getting that done? Because we talked a little about this before, efficiency initiatives is something every agency is going down that path.
Efficiencies initiatives are one of those areas where it's a natural opportunity for collaboration, in part because, as Scott had mentioned, the acquisitions function comes under him, and so you can't accomplish some of these things without really affecting how you're buying goods, how you're buying technology. But the other issue is savings and efficiencies inherently affect the bottom line, and so there's a strong CFO interest in trying to advance some of these initiatives because there's a broader mission support component there. Every dollar that you can squeeze out of inefficiencies is a dollar that you don't have to come up with some other way, either by reducing programs or by rescoping existing activities. And in the current budget climate, there's certainly an interest in being able to be more efficient in order to protect funds and not have to make other types of sacrifices.
Listen to what he just said. What are the words he just used? Budget. Efficiencies. We want to avoid program cuts here by being more efficient with PC buys there. That's strategic partner stuff. Those words I've said in these Commerce Information Technology Review Board meetings, they're to talk about mission critical, very expensive, very complex IT programs and projects. Many of the questions in those board meetings and the people asking them are not IT people. They are acquisitions people. They are internal controls people. They are budget people. Asking because it's critical that we understand all the dimensions that would go into an IT program or project success. So you would hear from me or from my colleagues a lot of questions along these lines, even though the name of the board is the Information Technology Review Board. Likewise, you'll hear from the CIO efficiency, program delivery, budget, and that's exactly the way it should be.